Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Brandon, how's it going?
Oh, good. It's not summer anymore, apparently.
Well, it is.
But no, it's not summer anymore.
I mean, I did.
It's over.
I went back to work.
Everything is over.
Everything's over. Yeah. Yeah. It is still technically August, though.
True.
But
it's also like Halloween. So.
It is Halloween. That's true.
Yeah.
Because Disney said so. And we go by Disney rules.
Sure.
For when Halloween starts, we do.
I guess.
October. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking some tasty craft beer.
And you have a nerd thing from this last week.
Well, no, wait. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a White Claw.
A White Claw?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's still kind of summer then.
Yeah, that's why I was drinking it. And it's like a super tropical-y one. It's a tropical punch one. It tasted better when it was daylight and sunshiny. Now it's like, oh, now it's sad.
Yeah, those kind of things do hit better in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's what I'm drinking.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Nerd thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm finally getting to play the new patch in World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. I guess that's pretty nerdy.
That is pretty nerdy.
That's why we haven't been recording. We've been busy all the weekends, and
yeah.
I'm working like crazy. So this weekend I'm gonna play that.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are you liking the new patch?
It's got Indiana Jones wouldn't like it. It's full of snakes. It's full of snakes. A lot of green poison and snakes.
I see.
Yeah.
He would not.
At least
like
it's
that.
Not spiders. So that's,
well, for you, but
yeah.
Indy would prefer.
Hmm.
That's cool. Are you gonna get to play some more this weekend?
That's what I said. I'm doing it all weekend.
All weekend. Yeah. All right. That was where I was going. Like, is it an all weekend?
All
situation?
Weekend.
Cool. That's
all
good.
All weekend.
That's good though. My nerd thing is I'm back at work. I'm frantically trying to get ready for this school year, and I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Well, the new school year is going
to
happen.
One
I'm
way
not
or
sure if
another.
I'm
going to
be ready for the new school year.
You'll be fine.
Oh, I'll be fine. That doesn't mean I'll be ready. I've been teaching
ready,
long
ready
enough. I've been teaching long enough that I can, like, make it through, even if I'm not.
Ready enough.
Sure. And then the other one is started a new D&D campaign today.
Oh, yay.
Yep.
I'm sad because I don't get to play.
I'm also sad because I like, when you would play too, but, you thought I should still.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I think it's really good that you play anyway. I would love to play, but I just with work it's not gonna be feasible.
Yeah.
The hardest boss in Dungeons and Dragons is the scheduling boss.
It's true.
And when you're dealing with a group of 6+ people, it's really hard to schedule.
Do you know how many there were tonight? 10.
10, yeah. See that you tend to have a pretty big group.
Yeah.
And I tagged along for a while and I don't want them to have to worry about scheduling around me. I'm not available often enough.
Yeah, and I even said, like, don't schedule around me. This time, though, I am playing a barbarian, so I don't have to, like, learn too much. I can just show up and, like, punch stuff or throw axes on occasion.
You're playing a Futurama Amazonian woman from the sounds of it. Anyway.
No, I was doing Brienne of Tarth.
Oh, well, that too.
With longer hair.
Where's the large woman at?
Yeah. One of my coworkers was like, mountain of a woman. I was like, someone got the reference. So I was happy about that. But just with longer hair and no armor because it's getting my way.
And better looking. Not that the game, like the TV show one, she's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
But in the book, she's...
She's supposed to not
She's be. Supposed to be ugly. They didn't go that way in the show, though.
I know. They, like, called her Brienne the Beauty, and I'm like, yeah, miss.
Yeah. Yeah, this is supposed to be ironic. In the books. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, the red-bearded dude thought she was quite the beauty.
Yes. Yes. Good old Tormund.
Yes.
Happy Tormund noises.
Tormund. Anyway, so that's also pretty nerdy.
Indeed.
It doesn't get much nerdier than D&D, actually.
I mean, probably it will in a couple weeks, but we will talk about that later.
Yes, we can talk about that later. But yes, we were gone, like you said. And so we have a bunch of stuff to catch up on because D23 happened.
Specifically D23, yes. That's the nerdiest of nerd things, especially for this podcast. But that's the main topic, so it doesn't really count, does it?
No, but just I was explaining because we were gone. So we're going to get caught up.
Yeah, we were on another summer break.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be a little more regular, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Maybe a weekend here or there, but it's like
October's pretty busy, but September should... September's pretty busy too. What am I talking about?
We have two weekends back to back in September. Our weekends in October are spread out, I think.
I think maybe we should do one from the road in September.
Oh, that would be really cool. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Yeah, that's what I think.
Anything to add, or should we head to the news?
The news, or are we going to do news and the main topic, or just...
we'll put it all together.
Smash her all together like a delicious coleslaw? Okay, how about this?
Let's do little news and then main topic.
Little news?
Well, not little, but
meager,
like...
Meager potatoes?
Not meager potatoes. It's definitely not meager potatoes. My news for that.
Oh.
Unrelated news.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Disney A News Update. Brandon, this week kind of sucks in terms of celebrity losses.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. 2 days back to back. Dolly Parton and then Tim Curry. So that sucks.
It does. There's no way around it.
Nope. Oh, and then who was the next day?
Well, we've had quite a few this week.
Okay. Let's
maybe
back
up. I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay.
But. I know a lot of names.
Okay, well, you start. Go with your names. I'll tell you.
No, you go ahead.
The guy who voiced both Optimus Prime and Eeyore.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Yeah, yeah. Peter Cullen.
Thank you. Yeah. And wasn't that like 3 day, like 1, 2, 3?
Basically.
Do you have any other names that I'm like?
Well, and not. It was maybe a couple weeks ago, but Hayden Panettiere.
Yes, that's right.
Died way, way too young.
Oh my goodness, she's so young.
Yeah, so like she's younger than us, so that's kind of messed up.
Yep.
For me. Anyway.
What do you know her from? Let's start there.
Her biggest role is Heroes.
Yeah.
The network TV show.
Yes, we watched a few episodes.
We watched the first season. And that's basically what you need to watch is the first season.
Yeah.
But Disney-wise, she was an Ice Princess.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yes. Can we... Like, Ice Princess is amazing. The two girls in Ice Princess are both gone.
Yeah. And they're both younger... were both younger than us when they passed.
Yes. It's absolutely terrible. Their moms... The women who played their moms are still around.
Yeah.
Who also, by the way, are too young to take. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But like that's wild to me. Though anyway, I loved Ice Princess.
But yes, us millennials are all starting to face our mortalities. It's just the way it is.
Just
ran in the family, heart
that's
issues.
That's pretty rough. And her
same with Michelle Trachtenberg.
Died.
Yeah, heart.
Yeah, but her parents are still alive. Like, that has to be terrible for them.
Yeah.
Yes, I know Michelle Trachtenberg was, like, a rare thing, too.
Health problems.
Yeah. Dolly Parton was the next big name, right?
Everybody loves Dolly.
Dolly is, like, renowned for being, like, the one person that it doesn't matter where you are politically, where you are age-wise, where you are anything. Everybody loved Dolly Parton. And she passed away at the age of 80. And
which is a pretty good run.
Yeah,
I'll be happy if I get to 80.
She was sick, but it wasn't like a very long drawn out illness.
Yeah, and that's ideal as well.
Yeah, and it was like not, you know, horrific or anything like that. She was apparently her husband died a year ago. And they'd been married for like 60 years
and stuff like that.
So it was very sad for us, but like she was very like she talked for the last year in interviews and stuff like that, like, you know, she's not speeding up the process, but she's gonna be very happy when they to be reunited. If you, that's what she said. That's mm-hmm. was her belief system. And then literally the next day, Tim Curry. What the hell?
Yeah.
He also had health problems.
He's been quite sick for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is sad.
Yes.
So.
And he had been doing really, really well and then got sick quite quickly. And then that lasted for quite a while. So, well, a while. So, you know, you don't wish anyone to be suffering or anything longer, but we're still sad to have lost two super iconic people who both like lived very
I think they had
louder
good,
than life.
They had good runs.
Louder than life. Yeah. So anyway, that sucked. And then, yeah, our voice of Eeyore and Optimus Prime. And
what a voice. Hey?
I know. Crazy. I was like, no way that guy did both. Yeah. No, he did.
What a voice.
Did he do other things? Like, I know.
Oh, I'm sure he
ones,
did tons of
but
stuff.
Those
are his famous roles. Like,
yeah.
And like he was doing Optimus Prime in like the Michael Bay movie. Like he was the voice
wild.
Of Optimus Prime.
That's crazy.
Because that's a very distinct voice. And then to switch to Eeyore is
those are not
kind of
common.
Interesting.
Oh man, did you know Peter Cullen was Canadian?
Oh yes, that is also true. I did hear that and then I forgot. But yes, important fact.
From Montreal. Yeah. Anyway, Peter Cullen voiced quite a few things. Of course, most well known for Optimus Prime.
Oh, he was an Invincible.
He was an Invincible.
Apparently.
That's what I was going to say.
What did he voice in Invincible?
Thetis?
Oh, okay.
Is that how you say that?
There's disagreement on how you say it. He was like the oldest Viltrumite.
Oh, okay. I watched a little bit, so
Yeah.
He was in The Masked Singer.
Oh.
You
got voted
as
off
Optimus
right
Prime.
Oh, okay. Just
yeah. I might have been like a little guest thing.
Guess
I don't
thing,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one episode.
I don't know.
But he even did Optimus Prime in like the video games, like Fortnite
yeah, every,
and stuff like
everything,
that. Like, he was
yeah.
Optimus Prime. And yeah, then he did like, well, he'd been doing Eeyore for
a while. Yeah.
Like quite a while. But then also a lot of random stuff. He did voices for other cartoons, for a few video games. Like, he was just a voice actor who mostly Optimus Prime. So anyway, that's really sad.
Yeah, long time. But he made a good career out of it. I mean, that's a nice job if you can get it.
Yeah, no,
but
that's true.
That's a very unique voice, so
yeah,
know,
we're
it is what it is.
Our loss as well. Okay, so am I missing anyone else here?
Well, I haven't looked at the news today.
I didn't either.
I don't know.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, because that was a little insane. Do you have any other little news before we head to D23 stuff? Not that the deaths are little, just unrelated.
Unrelated to D23, Spider-Man, Brand New Day has officially passed Avengers Endgame to become the second biggest domestic grossing movie of all time, and is well on its way to surpassing The Force Awakens to become number one.
Wow.
But tickets went on sale for Avengers Endgame Encore, which will count towards its total.
Right.
And there's a very realistic chance that will pass Avatar again to become number one all time worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And might even touch $3 billion, the
wow.
first $3 billion movie, because tickets are going like hotcakes, and they only have a select few showings sold on sale right now. So
yes, we're hoping they add more showings. I really want to see
they will.
It. The, yeah,
the, like that's the plan. They only have like the super premium Infinity Vision and IMAX on sale right now.
Yeah.
But
your regular theaters will be getting this.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty wide re-release. It actually broke the record for pre-release sales for a re-release. Titanic 3D
I was just gonna ask,
which is the biggest re-release that's ever happened. Titanic 3D made like $140 million or something like that. And so if it makes that, it'll pass Avatar again. And if it goes 200 million worldwide,
ooh,
which it apparently,
wouldn't that be crazy?
It'll be the first $3 billion movie, and
And it's
then
not
Doomsday's coming in. It might be the second. Like,
it's not unrealistic to think that. So all the people who are like superhero fatigue, Marvel is dead. Maybe Marvel is not the same way it was.
As the kids say, we are so back.
I thought you were gonna say that statement was sus.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but no. We are so back.
Well, yeah, like it might be different, but you have your big, the big one is the big one, right? It's crazy. I'm super excited. And I'm really looking forward actually to seeing Endgame again.
Yeah, I would like to go like opening night to see if the energy, like we didn't get to see Endgame opening night.
No.
We saw
Infinity War opening weekend
during Comic-Con, which was interesting.
Yeah. So we didn't see that one. We didn't see it on the Thursday. I think we saw it on the Friday, and if not the Friday, the Saturday.
I think it was the Saturday.
And but the energy of the
was still really good. And then like that one, you come out because it's kind of like a theater. Yeah. Everyone's silent. Yeah. But yeah, we didn't. I don't remember a theater reaction for Endgame, unfortunately. No. The best theater reaction was opening night for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in a smaller theater and there were a couple really, really, really good reactions starting right away with a very good lawyer.
Oh yeah. No, like Daredevil got a reaction.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield got a reaction. Yep. Toby like basically got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I would like that. I don't think we'll be able to make it work.
Probably not. But I am hoping we see it though.
I'd like to see it that weekend.
Yeah.
Friday's probably right out for me. Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Work-wise, but yeah. Anyway,
that's exciting. And you did mention also that Doomsday tickets are on sale.
Doomsday is coming.
Yep. And how are those tickets looking?
Crazy. Like,
that's good.
Crazy.
Awesome.
Spider-Man broke the record.
Yep.
If things hold for Doomsday,
yeah,
it's gonna make Spider-Man look like meager potatoes.
Meager potatoes. It seemed like very meager potatoes. Anything else to add for unrelated news?
Nah, I think we should just get into the old D23 and me.
There's a lot in D23.
D23 and me?
And me. Is that like the what's the one that Paul Rudd always
Mac and me? You're thinking Mac and me. No, I'm thinking of 23andMe because it's
I get it.
The DNA testing. Yes, I was trying to get an episode title in there.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it worked.
I don't think it worked.
We'll have to come up with something. Maybe
23andMe
better.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not great, it's just okay.
Yeah. What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. Disney A grab bag. So the plan here, Brannon, is there were two big, huge announcement-y panels. I figure we talk entertainment and we talk parks and experiences. Okay, but then we can
by entertainment you mean like movies and
yes,
and
it was called
stuff.
The entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's kind of weird because like parks and experiences are pretty entertaining if you ask me.
You're not wrong.
it's a weird way to break it down, but anyway.
So Jennifer Goodwin and who else hosted?
The entertainment panel?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Kihei
Huang.
Yes. So they hosted
Short round,
yes.
And Ouroboros. That's
what I was going to go over.
If you're talking MCU, Ouroboros. But short round.
Yeah,
come on.
Both are Disney. It's totally fine. Okay, so I'm going to kind of jump around here. I just have like a list and I'm probably going to miss some stuff. But I figure we'll talk mostly about the big things.
Yes, I forgot because, yes, it was Judy Hopps and the snake. I forget what snake he played Zootopia 2.
I don't remember his name, but he was the main snake.
No, I forget the name of the snake.
Oh, I mean, I can look it up.
Zootopia 2 was pretty good.
Gary DeSnake.
That sounds like something I would just make up off the top of my head, but very good.
But actually was.
Zootopia was actually like pretty...
Zootopia Legit. 2 was good. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Because it was crazy, and it had come after Inside Out 2, which was crazy. And you said that you liked Zootopia 2, but you didn't quite get the crazy hype for it. Whereas Inside Out 2, you walked away and you're like, yeah, okay.
I get it because, like, animals are just popular.
Yeah, no, like, you get that, but, like, you're saying you personally.
Yeah.
Were like, yeah. Oh, that was super fun.
It was solid.
It was super fun, but we're not looking at, like... Well, it was not the same, but I get why people like it. Yeah, absolutely. I liked it too. Like, I liked it a lot. Okay. So the entertainment one, shows in a lot of movies. Some of the announcements were like really tiny, but some are less so. We had Anne Hathaway just came out and was just chatting about Princess Diaries, the new Princess Diaries coming out, basically saying like, yeah, we're still planning on doing this.
Well, they probably have to wait for her to not be pregnant is probably part of the problem.
Unless that's part of the story.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, she was getting... The whole thing last time was like, should she get married or not, right? So...
Huh?
Then we have Lilo and Stitch 2 is the sequel to the live action.
The one with the pink thing.
Angel.
I guess. The pink thing.
May 26, 2028... We have the Bluey movie.
Oh.
Yeah, that was great. Very exciting.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, people will be excited for that. And that was the one that had the big
balloons. 5-year-olds will be very excited for that.
And parents. That is going to be August 6, 2027. Mm-hmm. We also have Ice Age Boiling Point, February 5th, 2027.
I looked it up. That is like the 8th Ice Age
movie. Yeah, we were talking about how many we've seen. Like, I think we've seen 2.
Maybe 3.
I don't know if I've seen 3, maybe, but I don't think so. Then we had Catherine Hahn show up. She talked about Tangled. That's our Mother Gothel, of course. And that is going to be March 31st, 2028. And they also released a first look at the live action Tangled. Basically Rapunzel's hair with a little bit of Mother Gothel in there.
They had Flynn face up there.
Eugene.
He's okay.
Mother Gothel is the thing.
Yeah, here. Catherine Hahn, Mother Gothel is excellent casting. Is so good. I don't know about Rapunzel and...
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And Eugene, I guess, if you want to go that way.
So another one that I'm super excited about... Diego Luna is going to be a new character in this movie. I don't know who he's playing, but I love Diego Luna.
Andor.
Yeah, Andor just shows up.
He just shows up, starts blasting people.
So anyway,
that'd be better.
Excited about that. March? No, I'm. This is like the only live action I've ever been excited to watch, other than maybe the first Beauty and the Beast. So that is March 31st, 2028. Then Jon Favreau showed up. And he was there to talk about Oswald. So this is the live-action animated hybrid. Part of it's at Disneyland.
Also with Catherine Hahn. That was
and the, also,
that
yes.
Was, that was the Sigui. Yeah, yes, that was the big Sigui there. Yeah.
And that is going to be a 4-part series on Disney Plus, February 17th, 2027. So we get this pretty soon, relatively speaking.
Yeah, it's a cool live-action animated hybrid.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Speaking of, we should have probably talked about that in the news.
What's that?
Acme versus Coyote.
Oh, yeah.
Is going into theaters, and everyone's calling it like the spiritual successor to Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that's awesome! I love Roger Rabbit.
But Oswald is in the same vein, so that's
it's the hybrid.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah, yeah. I hope that's good. You said initial reaction is positive.
For Coyote versus Acme? Yeah, no, like, solid. Very
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
The trailers look good.
Look super fun. Am I getting to be a fan of John Cena? Because him talking the Tweety Bird, I was just like,
John crying. Cena has great, like, comedic timing.
He does.
Yeah.
I remember, I used to...
He might not be the greatest actor of all time, but comedic timing's hard, and he's got it.
So, I used to... use a clip from John Oliver. It was a very small clip, and he was on it, and they're like back and forth.
Yeah,
I'm like that's pretty impressive.
He's a smart guy, yeah. and he also
Catherine O'Hara was also in the clip. Like that's who he was in with.
Yeah, he can hold his own with like comedy people. And he also the other reason to like John Cena is he holds the the record of most wishes granted for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
You did tell me that. That's great.
Yes. I probably said it on the podcast before. But
I mean,
anyway.
Maybe that is when you told me, but also, like, I guess I'm a John Cena fan.
Yeah, he's cool dude. I don't know.
I'm cool with that. Then we talked about, then we had Pixar Animation show up. This year was a pretty good year because they had Hoppers, which we still haven't seen, but apparently it was surprisingly good.
I feel like we're fake fans that we haven't seen Hoppers because, like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be excellent.
We should watch it before we get into all the spooky movies.
I've only seen the memes with the lizard, and that looks great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I want to see Hoppers.
We want to talk about being a fake fan. We also haven't seen Toy Story 5 yet.
Well, I don't think I've seen Toy Story 4 yet either, so...
See, it's funny.
I have,
it's funny.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, so the big news that people got excited about from this section was Incredibles 3 is going to be focusing on the kids, and this comes out June 16, 2028.
Oh, you mean Timu Fantastic Four.
I like the Incredibles more than you do.
Timu Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also have Coco 2 coming out November 2029. They even have a little look for this one. So it is a return to a trip to the land of the dead for Miguel, and he's a little bit older.
And Ernesto is back.
It's like they have to like band together even though they don't like their enemies still.
But I thought everyone forgot Ernesto, so he should be not there. Like, we're going to have to get some explanation. What's the lore?
I think we need to rewatch it because I don't think everyone forgot Ernesto. Ernesto was just incredibly famous, and he wasn't anymore. But the whole world didn't just forget that he existed.
I thought he like poofed at the end of that movie.
No,
I don't know. It's been a long time. Yeah. I thought that was the whole thing. Like he solved it, and everyone remembered his dad instead. And
yeah,
Ernesto,
no, that
like,
didn't poof him away. That
poofed
just,
him into obscurity.
No, that just meant like all his fans were gone. That's kind of what happened.
Hmm.
Yeah. So he would be in danger of being forgotten now. But he wasn't then.
Okay. I don't remember the movie that much.
Then...
There was a crazy dog. That's why I remember.
There were new details on Kingdom Hearts 4, which will feature a world inspired by Coco. So that was kind of like a little segue in there as well.
Everyone loves Kingdom Hearts.
I'm really debating starting to play, Brandon.
You played a little bit of one of... Like, I got you a... mix pack of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing is, it's like not a super easy game.
No. So that's what I mean. Like, if I'm gonna play, I'm gonna like get super into it,
mm-hmm.
and that's gonna be like I did that when because you got me to play World of Warcraft one summer, and then I just played like tons during the summer.
Yeah,
but then I went back to school and didn't never played again.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is a much harder game than World of Warcraft.
No, but I'm saying like that would be that'd be what I'd have to do.
Yeah. I believe you could do it. You said you passed the Lion King Super Nintendo.
Well,
game,
yeah, so. But I was super young
you
then.
You can do anything if you can pass the Lion King game.
I was
game.
So young then, though. Like, I don't know if my hand-eye coordination is what it used to be. There's going to be a new Pixar film. It's a new, brand new original film called Ghost Market. There was a clip showing in the room that shows a market. It's like a little lunch shop.
It's set in Hawaii.
Yes, on that serves lost spirits stuck between life and death. So their living has never been there, and then a random kid shows up, basically, is the story there. That comes out on March 2028.
It's a while away, yeah.
Yep. Then we have the another look at Gatto. This is March 5th, 2027. I am so excited about this one.
I hope Gatto's good.
It looks so cute.
We still haven't seen Flo. Not that that's Disney, but it's Black Cat.
Black Kitty, yeah. And that's supposed to be great.
And it's, well, it won an Oscar.
Yeah. but sometimes they win an Oscar and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, most times if there's a pretty good competition for animated feature.
Yeah, you just don't like the
I just don't like the Studio Ghibli ones.
Yeah.
That
doesn't mean they're bad.
People like them. Mm-hmm. I would just prefer the Spider-Man movies to be winning that instead.
Well, I'm glad people like Black Kitties more because of things like this. Because Black Kitties are wonderful.
We have two.
Yep. Oh, it's getting to be their season soon. It is.
We've talked about this. It's already Halloween.
It's already Halloween. It is going to be, they are the best decorations. All right. Then we went into 20th Century Studios. And what I was very excited about is Romy and Michelle came out to talk about Romy and Michelle 2.
It wasn't cringy and awkward at all.
No, it sure wasn't. So that is going to be debuting exclusively on Hulu in 2027. And the entire original cast is coming back, like of the main characters, including Alan Cumming.
Nightcrawler.
Well, yes.
Is he going to be Nightcrawler?
He might be.
That would be
crazy
sweet.
Crossover
yeah,
event.
Yeah.
Then, big one, Marvel Studios.
Hey, I like them.
Yeah, I like them too. There's a lot. Well, okay, so it went, let's see. The ones we have left is we have Marvel, we have Lucasfilm, we have Walt Disney Animation, and then we have Entertainment Television. Do you want to end with Marvel? Because I feel like there's lots for Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, Disney ended with Disney Animation because it... That's kind of out of order how they did it, because the television was before the anime.
Which is interesting. This is the Disney company website. And it's out of order. But anyway. Okay, let's do Entertainment Television because it's like, whatever. Like, not whatever.
They focused on, like, Percy Jackson and stuff.
Exactly. It was Percy Jackson was the big news from this. And then, yes, there is going to be an original anime series that is based on Kingdom Hearts. That's kind of why I was like, ooh, maybe we should segue to this
one. Yeah. That's cool. Percy Jackson is supposed to be better than it ought to be. And so that's cool. Good for them. let's do Disney Studios. Like, what?
The animation studios? Yes, they did have big, like, this was their showstopper one.
This was the capper. I'm
more excited for Marvel.
I'm more excited for Marvel and Lucasfilm.
Yeah,
so
totally agree. Okay, so that, you know, our hosts came back out and they talked about Zootopia 3. This is in early development and they don't know when it's going to be released or anything like that.
Zootopia 2 made all of the monies. Yeah. And
there's
going to make a 3.
They're just saying, yes, it's in early production. And Mr. Snake is coming back.
Gary
DeSnake.
That's good because he was cool.
Oh, so. Yeah, he was. I liked him. He's a little sassy.
Mm.
Yeah, he's a fun character. Then we had a new original feature called Clay. Now, this is a working title, they said. And so I don't know this.
The splash screen and synopsis that they tried to give did not inspire confidence.
Here's the description. The original animated adventure is set in a magical forest full of fantastical creatures. When the rebellious misfit Flip is unwillingly chosen during a yearly ritual to mentor a young, impressionable ball of clay named Mushy, the unlikely duo is swept into a chaotic, funny, and ultimately life-changing adventure. So it's going to be in theaters in 2028. We don't know when exactly or anything like that, but I will say, like, I agree, this didn't inspire a whole lot. But then again, I was right up there poo-pooing Hoppers, which is apparently great. So
that is true.
What do I know?
That is true. I thought for sure Hoppers was going to be bad, but that's coming out in 2028, you say? Summer 2028?
Doesn't say.
Nah. So here we are at the end of August 2026. I'm calling it now. Clay is terrible.
Are you going to call it now?
I'm calling it now. Clay is hot garbage.
I bet it's going to be not hot garbage, but probably not amazing.
Hot garbage.
The one I'm really excited for, though, is coming November 25th this year. That is Hexed. So we had more details about this, another look at it. And what was originally, what was really interesting is they hadn't announced previously the voice of the lead. So this was like big news because this movie is coming out in November and Hailee Steinfeld is the lead for this.
Yeah. And they brought her out and stuff.
She's having quite a moment, hey?
I mean, she's done lots of stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And the big, big moment, well, moments that came out, they closed out this day, was the Frozen 3 cast members came out. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel, or sorry, Adele Nazeem.
Adele Nazeem, yeah. I mean,
nice callback.
Yeah.
Calling
her Adele Nazeem would have been less awkward than what actually happened.
Yeah, except they owned it.
Well, they
made it work. No, props to them.
I applaud their skill in soldiering through technical difficulties, uh-huh. but the technical difficulties were pretty extreme. I would imagine it would be very difficult to sing like that without mm-hmm. without your monitor in your ear.
And, especially considering they're like harmonizing.
Oh, yeah. So good on them. But
yeah. So the tech didn't work. And so like they didn't have a cue. And then they just came out and the music was not working. Kristen Bell didn't have any audio or anything.
It was
like
little awkward, but they did.
They sang great. No. And then they were like, okay, guys, imagine if we had come out.
Yeah,
They were poking fun at
it. It was good. Yeah.
And then Josh Gad came out and performed a new love song for Olaf's first crush. And I love that his first crush is named Samantha. Because that was just like a throwaway.
I don't know if
Samantha. Oh, Samantha. for part two, but how exciting that we found Josh Gad.
Yeah, he found his way out of the
doorman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep, I was pretty excited. So there were they announced this is going to be November 24th, 2027. So this year we have Hexed, next year we'll have Frozen 3.
That seems quick, but okay.
Well, they have it moving along, I guess.
Crank them out. Frozen also makes all of the money, so...
All the money. Lucasfilm next or Marvel?
We could do Lucasfilm.
Lucasfilm, one of the things I was most looking forward to hearing about. Ahsoka Season 2, where we not only got a teaser trailer, we got a date, January 20th, 2027, which really, in the grand scheme of things...
Oh, that's like tomorrow, basically.
What? Literally every year we say, once I go back to school...
Christmas is coming, and...
It's Thanksgiving, and then after Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, and then after Christmas, it's the February break, and then after my February break, it's Easter, and then, you know, happy summer.
Our lives are disappearing before our very eyes.
Wow. Whoa, man. Whoa. So I'm very... What did you think of this Ahsoka teaser?
I'm excited to see where they go with it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I am glad that they recast Baylan Skoll.
Yes.
Not that I'm glad that they had to.
Agreed. And he was like, it was so cool. Was so cool.
But I think they did the best they could with that, and they could like tell the story that they wanted to. And I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think so. I think their choice for casting was
solid.
We'll see how it goes, but just initial impressions.
Initial impressions solid. Thrawn looks great.
Yo, Thrawn looks so much better.
I hope it's good. We're in kind of lean times for Star Wars.
Right.
It's not...
Well, until we had...
We're going to get saved by Ken. His job is space.
His job is space. Well, Sean Levy and Ryan Gosling came back out. They were just hanging out on stage together a couple weeks before this at Comic-Con. But totally different movie now. Because now they are talking... Starfighter, because Ken's job is space. And what was fun is they had a little like clips of when Ryan Gosling was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes, they did. They had a whole montage of him being in the Mickey Mouse Club with
and he
Justin
came
Timberlake.
Out with like a Letterman jacket,
the Mickey Mouse
the
Club,
Mickey
Jack.
Mouse Club Letterman jacket, and then he traded it for a pretty cool Starfighter one. Actually, I thought.
Yeah, it's got kind of piratey vibes to it.
Yeah,
it's like a skull and crossbones,
like, oh, okay.
But the skull and crossbones is an upside down rebel symbol.
Yeah.
That looks like kind of a cool tattoo if that movie's good.
That's a really good point, actually. That would be a good tattoo if that movie is good. So that seemed really fun. Apparently they had like a little, of course they don't see this on like YouTube or anything like that, but they did show a sizzle teaser for just for the room. So anyway,
so
that's hopeful.
Star Wars is lean, but there's
stuff.
Possibly, might I say, a new hope.
Oh boy, no,
okay,
no, but that was bad. That was really bad. Okay, are we ready to talk Marvel? Marvel was not lean.
Marvel's eating well right now.
Okay, so, you know, I said I was so excited for Agatha? Not Agatha. Ahsoka?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mind's thinking witches at this point, but anyway, yes.
I was so hopeful, and it happened, that we got a trailer for Vision Quest, which is coming October 14th. That's like so soon.
Yeah. That's literally almost tomorrow.
Yeah. The trailer looks great. We saw James Spader, like Paul Bettany, like we saw them all. I think the trailer looks great. What did you think?
I wouldn't even say cautiously optimistic. I'm just like,
I'm going to be devastated if this is terrible.
If they're pitching it, and it's always been kind of the through line from WandaVision, and yeah, like Agatha mm-hmm. was the sort of middle part. They're pitching it as a trilogy.
Yep, they made a big deal about this is the end of the trilogy.
I don't super buy it as like a true trilogy, but a spiritual trilogy, I almost think born out of Wanda.
I think this is actually harder to do
than
like an actual trilogy.
Yeah, well,
because the three disconnected pieces that all fit together.
It's disconnected. You have different creatives involved. Mm-hmm. It's not an overarching. They didn't have a plan. And you saw how that turned out with the sequel Star Wars trilogy.
This is what I'm saying.
But this looks really good. I like the concept. It's kind of building on the whole philosophical question of the ship of Theseus.
Yes.
And what makes humanity and things like, so there's good themes there, and also Ultron might get redeemed because Ultron was a really cool villain that was totally wasted in that movie.
Yeah, and James Spader is awesome. He's like freaking cool.
His voice is perfect
like it
for
was
it.
All, and it was yeah. all, and I don't even dislike the movie Age of Ultron.
No, it's okay.
It's just like, oh, it could have been more.
The movie is okay.
It was a waste of Ultron, is what you're saying.
But the Age of Ultron lasted like 72 hours.
Right.
And it's not an age.
Right.
And
the moment of Ultron.
And the intro of Ultron was so, like, so good.
Oh, yeah.
But falls a little flat. Anyway, I hope we get some super cool Ultron stuff out of this, and then he can come back in whatever post-Secret Wars world that we're in.
So, who put the bounty on Vision's head? Because that's the whole premise, right? He's in hiding. He has this, like, quiet little life in the trailer. And then someone puts a bounty on his head. So now he has to go on this quest to find his, like, kind of son. And
my guess, it would be, like, the government, because he was brought back to life by the government because they wanted a weapon. So that would be my guess. I don't know.
Okay. And are we seeing Agatha during this?
I'm thinking we get the whole band back together for the last
band.
The whole band. Just like at the very end, it's like, yeah. So I think because the whole thing is he finds his son.
Yeah. It's gonna be Tommy.
Yes.
Yeah. So Thomas Shepard is the boy.
And so we got Billy already hanging out with Agatha.
And they're on their way to go find Tommy. So
how do they not end up, like, I don't think it's going to be the focus, but I think we're going to get the whole band back together. And yes, I'm talking about the Scarlet Witch.
So my theory, I would love for her to be like in the last episode or something.
I think
they're all going to get together, and then there's going to be an after credit scene. And in the after credit scene, Wanda comes back. That's my theory.
I think it might even be a little more subtle than that. Like, I don't even know if Elizabeth Olsen is on screen.
Ooh, okay,
but I think it's more like a Spielberg face reaction shot of, and then they like go mom or something.
Something
like that.
Like, that. Like, yeah. Like when she hears her kids crying and then she comes WandaVision.
She comes back in Secret Wars. I don't think she's in Doomsday. I don't think, well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think if she's in Doomsday, it's literally going to be an after credit scene. I don't think she's like a part of Doomsday. I think that is way more likely.
Yeah.
And they have like a red glow on their face or something. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
But
Or you have Agatha being like at the end when she's left in her nosy neighbor and she's like, see you later, toots, or something like that, like doing something like her reacting.
But
I love it.
I think this is how we get a Wanda back. I'm pretty sure. I 100% see it.
Okay, then we had more build up for Doomsday. We had on stage Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Hayley Atwell, and Kevin Feige, and they did the special look at the upcoming film. This was the trailer from Comic-Con with like super slight differences, and then it was released to the public at the same
Finally.
Time.
Finally.
Yeah. Also, there was a new poster, and hey, tickets are now on sale. And, that was the whole.
And you can say, people can whine about the weird marketing. General public doesn't care. They're not paying as close attention as we are,
I'm not actually whining about the weird marketing. No. I'm like, wow, it's weird marketing. It's a really, really big movie. They're going to do weird stuff.
It's interesting because most movies you don't hear about this far out. Like some of the bigger movies, I don't know. You see a trailer 3 months in advance, whatever. There's just a lot of nerds paying more close attention to this. And they're complaining about the weird marketing. I don't know. I think it's working super well. And I'm pretty sure that's playing out in the sales. And that's all that the corporate overlords care about. So,
that's,
you know,
100% true. And you know what else? Dune is sad. I think they're worried.
Dune.
They should be worried.
Dune is a little sad, but it's also going to do very well.
Right.
It would it have done more weller?
You mean better?
More weller.
Okay.
On a different weekend?
I actually don't know.
I don't know. The hype around that weekend is going to be crazy. And it is luckily in December. And so they can both just kind of...
They can just hang out all holidays.
Hang out all the way through the rest of December and through January, and both movies, neither movie's going to be a disappointment.
No, I don't think so. You're going to have a good
quality,
time.
Quality, I can't say, but they're both going to make a lot of money. And if they're both good, then they're going to make a lot of money.
A lot of money.
But Doomsday is going to make all of the money.
All of the money. Thank God, I'm so excited. I hope it's actually really good too.
But the hype is real. The hype was down here. And then Spider-Man came along and reminded people that, like, superhero movies can be, like, pretty fun.
Superheroes are great.
And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, the Avengers. I like them.
Yep. Oh, I think, and them doing this whole release thing, freaking brilliant. Mm-hmm. I think it's brilliant. There was really big news. I'm going to do this out of order because the other news was, like, smaller afterwards. Marvel's Wolverine is coming to PlayStation 5 on September 15th.
I'm very excited to play this game. It is by the same company and in the same universe. We're talking about universes as the Spider-Man PlayStation games. And those are super, super fun.
Mm-hmm.
We actually talked about it when we talked about Brand New Day.
Right.
Brand New Day took a lot of action scenes and choreography from those games. Now they're doing a Wolverine one.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
And like
it looks good.
It looks really good. It's not exactly the same premise because, like, obviously you're not swinging through New York.
Well, yeah.
As Wolverine, it's more linear because Spider-Man was open. Kind of open world in New York, you could, because it's fun to swing around the city.
Of course.
Whereas traversal for Wolverine isn't as fun, so it's more focused and story driven and things like that. But it looks super fun. I'm excited to play it anyway.
I think you should play in front of me because it looks really good. Okay, are you ready? This might be.
Well, no, I'm not, because while we're still on the topic of Doomsday.
Oh, okay.
I do have some additional news.
I'm ready.
On the side of Doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
A certain original Avenger who may or may not used to have a social media app that was dedicated solely to himself. Jeremy Renner.
Uh-huh.
Did you not? Have you not heard of the Jerry Renner app?
I think you told me about this.
Anyway, has started posting interesting things on his Instagram.
What? No way, really? Like
of,
what?
Close-ups of a purple and black costume.
Oh my god.
So we're...
Wait, am I actually... I'm like really excited about that.
We're fairly certain that Hawkeye is going to be in Doomsday because they're doing certain pickup shots right now. Now, he's probably not in it a ton. Maybe he dies. I don't know. Because he's deaf and stuff.
Poor dude. Give the guy... like, just let him hang out on the farm with his renewed family and...
But, yeah, Hawkeye is...
That's...
super back.
So exciting. That's very cool. Yeah. I think it's very cool.
Speaking of Haley Steinfeld, I would like... her to come back.
I agree. There's one thing that I didn't mention before when we were talking about Doomsday is we had a little bit of a repeat of the joke with, or a playoff of the joke that Ryan Reynolds did at Comic-Con when he showed up in the Jean Grey Deadpool outfit and was like, "You sure you're not doing anymore?" This time it was a video and it was
with Hugh Jackman.
Yes. And he was talking to Ryan Reynolds off screen.
Kind of begging for a spot in Doomsday. I think they're in it at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think they're in it. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Some people didn't like it, but whatever.
Yeah, some people need to calm down. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Brandon, after the multiverse saga is done, what's the next section we're going into?
It's all X-Men all the time.
Oh, it's the mutant saga is the next one.
All X-Men.
Okay, here we go. Feige was joined on stage, first of all, by Sadie Sink.
Hey, she's an X-Man.
She's an X-Man.
She's the only one that we know of, actually.
Exactly. Now, there was a lot of people who were complaining that at Comic-Con there wasn't an X-Men cast announcement. Well, Brand New Day hadn't come out yet then, so they're not going to do that.
Well, they didn't want to, because they were still keeping it a secret that she was Jean Grey, yes. So you couldn't really do that. And also...
they weren't all cast.
They are casting them now.
Yes, exactly. Like, they're probably still not completed.
They're not!
But we did.
We don't have a Magneto.
No, we did get some names. So we have Jake Schreier. Schreier,
I believe.
Yeah, is the director for the X-Men film. So after Sadie Sink, then we had Kit Connor playing Scott Summers. I don't know who a lot of these people are.
So here's the thing. The announcement of the X-Men cast made me realize how old I am.
It's true.
There's a lot of Gen Z, like, I mean, they're not super well known, but
yeah.
There's weird Gen Z shows that.
Yeah, no, they're dead. I think this was the right call, though.
No, I'm fine with it. I just, people are like, oh, and I'm like,
They grabbed some people who've done like one or two things, or maybe done some indie stuff. My favorite is the one who's a Broadway actress.
What did I say?
Yeah,
you did. Go find some unknown Broadway people. Yep. Not that people on Broadway are unknown, but like they don't have household name recognition for the most part.
Not for film, anyway. No. Yeah. And, you know, I think this was a really good call because they got Sadie Sink, who's pretty well known. Quite well known. And then you have
she's your center.
And then you have a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, it's that guy. Yeah. Like those kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kit Connor is Scott Summers. Christopher Abbott is Professor Charles Xavier. Samara Weaving is Emma Frost. Indy Navarette, I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing this, is Rogue. One of your coworkers was just talking about her.
She's the lady in Obsession.
Right.
And that looks pretty good. Yep, we haven't seen that yet either. I don't know. But
Maya Boyd is Storm.
That's the one.
This is our Broadway actress.
From Broadway, yeah.
And then we had a special video recording. Adam Driver came, and he was a lot of people were pitching him for Magneto.
He was a fan cast for Magneto for
quite
some time.
I'm playing Magneto, just kidding.
Yeah.
He is going to be playing Nathaniel Milbury, who is...
Mr. Sinister.
Mr. Sinister, exactly. So May 5th, 2028 is this supposed to come out then. That's exciting.
I am very excited, and the Jake Schreier, of course, mm-hmm. did Thunderbolts.
Which is also awesome because Thunderbolts was so well done.
He's really good at ensemble stuff, which you need to be for yep. the X-Men. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I am super excited yeah. for this. And it's time. X-Men was the first successful group
yeah.
superhero movie. And like you wouldn't have the MCU without that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things that built to the MCU, but well, sure, the X-Men, but I think, showed that like an ensemble thing could work.
There were a lot of things that led to Iron Man, I guess, first of all, but what would be the example, but they wouldn't have taken the risks that eventually led to the risk of Iron Man if X-Men hadn't.
Yeah. Worked. And everybody likes the X-Men. They can tell some super interesting stories in that
mm-hmm.
level of conflict and interpersonal drama. Like, it's basically a soap opera right. With all the people sleeping with each other mm-hmm. and whatever. And a lot of good allegories with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious to see how far they go with what they're going to... the stories they're going to tell.
Yeah. So, I'm super happy that we're finally getting this in the MCU. Mm-hmm. And
I agree.
I don't know. We'll see.
I totally agree. Okay. Anything to add from the entertainment? Because now I have the experiences ready to go, but that's going to be a shorter conversation, I think.
Yeah. Not that it's a smaller conversation, but there's more meat on the bones for...
Yes, because a lot of the experiences... Because
that's like close.
And, yes, exactly.
And everybody gets to watch them. Not everybody gets to go on a Disney cruise ship. Not everybody gets to go to Disney World. Like, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so first of all, it was hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. And this was actually really fun. They also had some technical problems with the intro number.
You could tell that they did kind of have... Some of the stuff that was technical problems was, like, on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But there was definitely some monitor problems
they were having
during this whole panel. Yeah.
And also, they had some displays out on the floor showcase, like, where the shops and stuff were.
The trade show floor. Yeah.
That then they just elaborated more on as sure. well during this.
Yeah, because they had the Imagineering Pavilion mm-hmm. where they had some stuff. But yeah, Neil Patrick Harris comes out and does a whole...
I thought it was great, yeah.
Musical number, because that's what Neil Patrick yep. Harris does. And the whole thing was like he wanted to be an animatronic.
Yes.
And then for the rest of the thing, he was kind of like the dad in the Carousel of Progress. Yeah. So it was a cool thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if it hit quite
I think it right. would have been had the sound and like yeah. the tech been good. Yeah. Because the shtick was good for audio animatronic. I liked he got the rhyme in there about like Carlos, he won't be chicken. And you
yeah,
know,
no, like there were some great references and the writing of the musical.
Yes,
was mm-hmm. was outstanding. Mm-hmm. You could tell it was like just slightly off.
I agree, it was just a little off. Okay, so like you said, there were tons and tons of stuff that maybe not everyone gets to do. Disney Experiences focuses mostly on the parks,
mm-hmm.
but also it does talk about the cruise ships. First of all, we had a bunch of Walt Disney World ones.
Specifically, because of the whole theme of the thing, Carousel of Progress was a big yeah. focus. They're redoing Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, and there's going to be a new scene from the 1980s, because before that, I think it was like the 60s was the one before that. And mother and father for this one are going to be voiced by Jamie Lee Curtis and Bryan Cranston. The new version will open in spring 2027. This was very exciting for a lot of people. The Yeti is being fixed for Expedition Everest. There's going to be a major refurb for Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, Spaceship Earth is an interesting dark ride, and it's good that they're keeping yeah. it up to date because it's supposed to be feature-ish.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's cool.
And these, I'm kind of doing these out of order because I'm just going to kind of do like Disney World and like go a little bit. This was actually the final news of the night, which a lot of people are excited about. Doesn't really mean too much to me, but the Dreamfinder is showing back up with Figment again. This is for Journey into Imagination.
So this ties into the whole theme. A lot of it is kind of going back to the original nostalgia play.
Yeah. So which I don't think is a bad idea, especially when you're talking like
Epcot. It's not a bad play.
Other places, we'll talk about that
in a minute. But so yeah, they're going back to the original Journey into Imagination, yeah, at least in that style.
Yeah.
They're making the Carousel of Progress feel more
better. They're making it nostalgic on purpose as opposed to just, yeah.
Yeah. And then we moved to Disneyland Paris, and they're redoing Space Mountain there. And
you're jumping ahead.
Okay, but I'm trying to get a through line here.
Okay,
And they're turning that back to the original Arthur C. Clarke Journey to the Moon style and things like that. So keep that kind of through line in mind as we talk about some of the other announcements, I guess.
Yeah, and that's an accurate statement. Yeah. Tropical Americas at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park is going to open in 2027. We had a video clip of Harrison Ford. He is going to be the actual, like, he was used as the model for Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent.
So if you get stuck on this Indiana Jones ride, you actually get to look at Harrison Ford for a while.
It's true.
We were stuck on the Indiana Jones ride in Disneyland for a solid 45 ride. Minutes yeah. with him hanging there.
I'm surprised they didn't walk us off at that point.
They should have walked us off. Anyway, It looked good.
Yeah, it did. It did look good.
I didn't know that the Disneyland one wasn't supposed to be a likeness of Harrison Ford. It's close enough. You don't get to see it that close, so I don't know. Whatever.
There's a new carousel in Tropical Americas. They actually had some of these characters on display. El Carousel de los Animalitos is featuring 22 hand-carved animals inspired by Disney and Pixar story animals. So like Scuttle, Eeyore, Pascal, Pua, and this is inspired by the cousin, the younger cousin in Encanto.
Right, he likes the animals, Antonio. And these are all the Disney animals. It all ties together because it's the Animal Kingdom.
And then there's also, they had a look at Antonio's Fiesta de Encanto. This is, you get to step inside Casita. This is basically the e-ticket attraction for this area. So it looks like it's a trackless vehicle, similar to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, except you actually go up like stairs, like there's a ramp.
There's a ramp mm-hmm. in the concept art. So that would be a little different than any of the ones I've seen.
It says you board ride vehicles representative of different pieces of furniture powered by Casita, and you'll move through the rooms, ending in Antonio's room, which has been transformed into a rainforest with more than 50 animals. So it can go in Animal Kingdom, basically. Then we had a look at Piston Peak National Park at Cars Land. This is at Magic Kingdom. Basically, Cars Ridge Run Rally. This is our Radiator Springs.
Yeah, with some off-road stuff. This area is what they're replacing the Rivers of America with in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really worry about the original Disneyland Rivers of America.
They will riot.
They'll riot, but there's also not enough room because they've built Galaxy's Edge on the other side of this. This is if you had put it in Disneyland's footprint, this whole Cars area would take up where Galaxy's Edge is.
Yeah.
Galaxy's Edge in Florida is a completely different park.
Right. Yeah.
It's not the same. Yes. So not apples to apples.
Nope, it's not.
And they will never take away Rivers of America.
I never thought they would.
No.
And also inspired by Cars 3, another attraction is Miss Fritter's Daredevil Spin Along. She's the one who is the big school bus
for the Destruction Derby.
Yeah, exactly. She's hosting a wildest demolition derby yet. You're spinning along. To me, this sounds like Mater's, but we'll see.
It looks a little like Mater's, which is fine. Mater's is fine.
Mater's is great. Yeah. Monstropolis is opening at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Part of it's opening in 2027. They're going to release more after. Randy Newman has written a brand new song called Welcome to Monstropolis for this. That's pretty cool.
Which they sang.
Exactly.
It's very Randy Newman. Yep.
There's a new show that is going to be in the Globe Theater.
Nah.
Okay. And it's hosted by Mike and Sully. There you can get a slice at RG's Scare Pig Pizza. Monsters University Alumni Club has basically is in honor of Monsters U. The Scareporium is their shop. Harryhausen's Restaurant.
Yes.
This is so obvious and awesome. I don't even like sushi and I want to go here.
Every time I've ridden the Monsters, Inc. ride in Disneyland, well, California Adventure,
mm-hmm.
and you go through Harryhausen's restaurant,
smell the soy sauce.
You smell the soy sauce, and you're like, dang, I want some sushi right now.
And
well,
there.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
In Disney World, you'll be able to have some sushi. So there you go.
There is going to be the famous sushi chef as an audio animatronic in this restaurant.
Seems pretty cool. They have a lot of cool themed restaurants in Disney World because they have more room. But this looks really cool.
There was a little bit of information about the door coaster. It will hoist riders 40 feet into the air in 4 seconds and then send them through the door vault. The door coaster will still be ongoing when parks open in 2027. So basically, you're going to get like the shops and probably a restaurant or two. You might get the spinny one.
Yeah, you'll get the spinny. It's...
Oh, wait, no, sorry, that's Cars. You might get Harryhausen's, I meant.
Oh, you'll get Harryhausen, yeah.
No, yeah, I'm just not sure about 2027.
No, they'll open everything except the big ride.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, probably. Then we had information about Villain's Land. We don't have an opening timeline, but we did get a lot of details. It's officially called Villain's Land.
They really went out on a limb with that name.
Yeah.
But also, everyone would call it that anyway, so don't go too crazy.
That's true. When you enter the dark forest of Villain's Land, you're going to encounter a evil wishing well, basically. This is what has made Villain's Land. So there's
villains deserve some wishes, too.
It's true.
Probably.
There's going to be two major attractions, and one is a Maleficent-themed coaster. You are racing through Maleficent's enchanted briar.
As a dragon.
And it says they will include elements that Imagineers have never attempted before. So interesting. Then there's the Mirror Realm Dark Ride. This is hosted by the Magic Mirror. And you do encounter many Disney villains as part of this. It's not just like Snow White.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Then one of my favorite parts is we had Cruella de Vil showed up. As in Glenn Close.
Yeah.
And that was super exciting.
And she was... There wasn't even any scenery, but she was chewing on it anyway.
Yeah.
having a blast. That old 90s 101 Dalmatians live action movie wasn't great, but she was wonderful.
She was wonderful.
And she was having a lot of fun. And she was... So it makes me think that they already have plans to have a Cruella ride at some point
in the future
as a secondary expansion, kind of like how what they're doing with Avengers Campus and DCA right now. They always had plans to build another couple rides. They will do the same at Villains.
Yeah.
It's going to be very popular. Everyone loves the Villains.
Oh, for sure.
It's super fun. I'm surprised it took them this long.
Before it was announced, I used to see it all over social media. Mm-hmm. Before we had to Disneyland, let's talk about the other international parks. You mentioned Space Mountain. At the end of 2027, Hyperspace Mountain will close to make way for Space Mountain de la Terre a la Lune. And this is exciting. We are really worried about
that. Means from the Earth to the Moon, by the way.
Yes. If,
for those that you don't speak French. I speak French now.
You are doing Duolingo.
Oui.
We were a little worried because we're going to be in Disneyland Paris in 2027, but not at the end. So we'll be able to do
do Hyperspace Mount.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually excited for.
Me too.
I liked the Disneyland version, mm-hmm. but I think this one's probably better.
Well, it's like more permanent.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Tokyo Disneyland is welcoming a new galactic adventure with Space Mountain Earthwise. This is part of the reimagined Tomorrowland. This is going to be opening in 2027. A new Avengers Pavilion is under construction in Hong Kong Disneyland, and it's going to include Avengers Tower, which will have a drop tower attraction.
So
we don't have
be
an
like
opening date.
Tower of Terror
probably,
style.
Yeah.
But it's like, is it
is I have
it
no
Avengers
other
Pavilion? Is it like Stark Expo? Because which park has Stark Expo in? Is
I
that Shanghai?
I think that one's
or
is Hong Kong.
Is it Hong Kong?
Well, that's a good question. I thought it was
one of the parks has a Stark Expo area.
Yeah.
And maybe this one is. Maybe it is Hong Kong. Anyway,
Then we have the first line dedicated solely to Spider-Man. This is going to be in Shanghai Disney Resort. Construction is underway for the first Lion King ride. Surprised it took this long. That is also at Disneyland Paris.
It's Splash Mountain.
Yeah, there's a big final confrontation between Scar and Simba. That's
the Splash. And it's Splash Mountain. Yeah.
Then we have Ralph coming to life as a giant animatronic in Sugar Rush Sweet Rescue. This is going to be coming to Tokyo Disneyland. And it's a brand new Wreck-It Ralph attraction. It's not like a redo or anything. And this is opening in spring 2027.
That's super soon. And I'm... We will go to Tokyo Disneyland someday.
Yeah, we're going
to
do them all.
And I love Wreck-It Ralph. That, me too. Like, that's probably right up there with Great Mouse Detective for, like, underrated Disney movies, I think.
You know what other one I always want to put on there? What's the one... see, I'm going to say, what's the one? Name just escaped me. The Two Brothers. It came out right at the beginning.
Onward.
Yeah, that one. But that's not its fault for being underrated. No, that was it came out spring 2020.
It got smushed by COVID.
It came out the week before everything shut down. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do?
It was in theaters for a week, literally. Anyway.
D23 announcements for Disney Cruise Line. They are doubling the number of cruises from Southern California out of San Diego. While a full reveal of the Disney Believe is scheduled for October 7th, 2026. They did this with the last ship, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a sneak peek. We know that the character on the boat is Tinkerbell. We know that the stern is Buzz and Woody, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we know that the Grand Hall statue is Moana with both Pua and Heihei. Go Moana. This was the Disney Cruise Line news I was kind of thought was crazy. A new class of ships will debut in 2029 and 2030. It's going to add three ships to the fleet. These will be bigger than the classic ships like Magic and Wonder, but smaller than the Wish class ships like Wish, Treasure, Destiny, and Believe.
Yeah, I guess they're just...
We thought they were going to go Mega.
I thought they were going to go Mega because they don't have Mega.
Yeah, and that's why
Wish
I was surprised.
Is, like, the Wish class is pretty big, but like it doesn't compete with your Royal Caribbeans.
Right.
And so I thought they would just build like a floating theme park,
right?
Basically,
well, that's literally
but
what I was expecting.
I guess they're finding value in being able to go through the Panama Canal and expand to things like Alaska,
yeah. Yeah.
And maybe they'll with more ships they'll go to Hawaii and like
have a combo
go
with Alani.
You go Disneyland, cruise ship, Alani.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
That's brand synergy. Like maybe that's what they're thinking, and then they can still push that ship through Panama Canal and go to Europe and things like that. So
absolutely. It did say when they were announcing this size of ship that the goal was to open the door to future new itineraries and locations.
Yeah. So they're looking for a worldwide takeover of Disney stuff. And that's good because some people only want to do Disney stuff. They charter certain things. Like they'll even do river cruises.
Yep.
But this is actual Disney ships and things like that. And I think that'll be a good experience for people that want to see the world. And the more people see the world, the better the world is.
I love that. That's absolutely right. And I know I said it before, but just to remind you, October 7th is when we're going to get that look at the Disney Believe.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So that's, again, tomorrow.
That's like right before Canadian Thanksgiving.
It is right before Canadian Thanksgiving. You know what's right after Canadian Thanksgiving? The Wolverine. No, wait, that's September.
I thought it...
No. What's after Canadian Thanksgiving is Vision Quest.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Okay. Brandon, let's head to Disneyland now. Because Disneyland actually got news.
Okay.
So, first of all, in February 2027, Remember Dreams Come True fireworks and projection show will return with the original World of Color show. We love World of Color.
World of Color is great, yeah. I don't know what the difference is between the World of Color 1 and the original. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Whatever. It's very similar.
Anyway, the original one's
but
coming
fun.
Back. Yep.
It's good. Just it's time, good no matter what it is.
It's true. Just in time for summer 2027, Magic Happens Parade will also return. This is one we saw, yeah?
I don't know. Maybe. There's a lot of retreads in these announcements, but I guess that's to go along with the through line of your nostalgia.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, these announcements are the only returning ones, because now... The Avengers Campus expansion is making great progress. I have some details on these attractions now.
Wasn't there a fireworks show that was also coming back?
I said that already. Oh, remember, okay. Dreams Come True Fireworks.
I guess they do.
The Avengers Campus expansion, both new attractions will be opening in 2028. Okay. Which one do you want to hear about first? Stark Flight Lab or Avengers Infinity Defense?
Well, go with the little one first and then go with the bigger one second, obviously.
In Stark Flight Lab, Robert Downey Jr., Anthony Mackie, and Brie Larson, playing Iron Man, Captain America, and Captain Marvel, will be your flight instructors as you train to become an Avenger. This one, they said they have a mix of realistic as well as there's gonna be screens. Like, we're gonna have screens,
a lot of screens. It's got a pretty small footprint. It's kind of arm based. If you've ever been on the Harry Potter ride,
that's what I said. It reminds me of
Universal. Yeah. I think it's a very similar ride system.
Yeah.
Less endorsed than that, though.
I was surprised because, well, anyway, I'm curious also to see what happens. Like, I know it doesn't rain like it does in Florida or anything like that, but it does rain.
Yeah.
So, I'm very curious.
And the rain plays havoc with your cars, yeah, ride, and both cars, like both big cars rides, like Luigi's and, yeah, Radiator Springs Racers, don't like the rain. So,
yeah,
then you'd have three rides kind of like all clustered together that would maybe be shut down by rain. I don't know. I think this one will be a little better with the rain.
I hope so. We'll have to see. Then we got a behind-the-scenes look at Avengers Infinity Defense. The story now, the details we got, I'm so excited about this. You're going to be welcomed as new recruits by Ms. Marvel, Iman Vellani, who we love.
She's great.
She's so great.
They just had a podcast on Disney Plus with her.
Yes,
Countdown to Doomsday, uh-huh, basically.
Yep.
And she's awesome. Just keep her around.
Yeah. And she's like the biggest Marvel nerd as well.
She's a massive Marvel nerd, and her character, they've said, is a mutant, so she fits in with the mutants, and she's the right age. Right, just, yep, give her.
I also, when we were talking entertainment, we were anticipating that they were going to announce the special presentations, and they didn't at all.
Yeah.
We heard later, like, yes, they're still coming, but like no details. A lot of conjecture about one will be focus on some of the newer ones,
the younger ones,
and they said like specifically the ones that we saw in Marvel Zombies, and that included her, because that was her, and that was,
well, and we're, and apparently we're getting a second season of Marvel Zombies, so,
oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay, so Ms. Marvel welcomes us. Your mission is to assemble the Avengers to defeat King Thanos. Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, Anthony Mackie as Captain America, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, and Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man will reprise their respective roles.
Till they're 90.
Well, I was going to say, man, Iron Man's sure doing a lot, hey? That was part of the dump truck full of money that he got.
Yeah,
You will just be doing all the things.
You just do all the things. Come to all the conventions, do all the press.
That's right.
Wear the funny suits with the Easter eggs on them.
I love it.
Yep. Good for him. He's doing a good job.
Yep, he is. The Coco themed ride that is part of the redoing over there in Coco area will be a classic family friendly attraction with no height requirement. That will be a nod to both Coco and Coco 2 elements. It will celebrate the characters, music, culture, and love of a family through generations. Picking up a year after the original film, you will travel by boat to the land of the dead through Miguel's memory. Construction is currently happening, and this is where Paradise Gardens Park is there.
Yeah, like they'll have the Plaza de Familia year-round now.
Basically, probably. So. And they had some looks at it. They had some concept art. And in the... on the show floor, they had just like the statue.
A very small statue.
That was pretty
very amazing. Underwhelming.
Yeah. like playing in front of the video of like the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was to grab attention, so you stand there, watch the video.
They had more for the Avatar land, which is...
That was my next thing on here.
Gonna be 5 years away.
Yeah, so they didn't being talk 5 years about away. It during this showcase, but it was on the floor.
Yeah. A whole model of it.
So apparently it's still happening.
Apparently.
Currently speaking.
Apparently.
Yeah. Looks cool. I don't get how they're going to transition. Because it's going to be small. I get that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty small. They're going to have to build, like, massive walls.
Yeah, but I mean,
and, like, how does that look from the outside? I don't know.
So, yeah. It's weird. But, I mean, even that, if you could do the walls right and stuff like that, you still have to figure out a way for it to make sense to transition.
You're going to have to do, like, Epic Universe and do a portal of some kind.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you ready for the big news, Brandon?
The big news.
The big parks news.
Yes.
It's happening.
It is happening. It is happening.
Tomorrowland is getting a major transformation that will honor the legacy of the original land while reimagining its future. There are not many details yet. But it says Disney promises new attractions, open spaces, and more places to dream about the future. We had like a splash screen, basically. Space Mountain was on it. And the monorail was on it.
And that's it.
And the word Tomorrowland was on it. And the slogan. Which is a great slogan.
I like the slogan.
Yesterday's future today.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Which is what I've been banging the drum on for a long time. That's what Tomorrowland should be. Retro future.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm excited for this. This is a long ways away.
Though. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's such a long ways away. I do think it's important for us to enjoy Tomorrowland though while we're there.
Oh, sure. Who knows? Who knows what?
Like, who I knows mean, when they'll shut it down? Because it's going to be such a big thing, right?
Of course. There's not a lot there to enjoy. Yeah, but so. I don't.
So here's the other question. They still have plans to do all the cars for Autopia next year. Are they still going to do that?
I think they will keep Autopia.
That's a huge footprint.
It is a huge footprint. They did just fix the submarine. I'm more confident that they'll keep Autopia than they'll keep the submarines, to be honest with you.
I think Star Tours is gone.
I think Star Tours might be gone.
I think the biggest thing is that Big Empty Innovations building is gone.
Well, the conjecture I've heard is that they're going to build a Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, there. Well, I mean, like, the Big Empty building is gone. It's getting replaced by the Carousel of Progress.
Well, no, like, that's going to be fixed. Yeah, it's going to be fixed. So that's where Carousel of Progress originally was. Before they moved it to Florida, they're just going to build a Disneyland version of that.
Yep.
I'm like 97% sure on that
one. Oh, I think so too. Do you think that we're getting the People Mover?
I think we will get a version of the People Mover.
Yeah, I think so too. Do you think we're going to get a show, not Captain EO, but something along those lines? We had Captain EO, there was America the Beautiful, there was Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. There is now nothing
in that theater. I don't know. That's an interesting one because it's those theaters like soak up people.
But Disney seems to be moving away from shows.
But they're moving away from shows. Something like Mickey's PhilharMagic. There's hardly anyone in that theater anytime you go. So I don't know about that.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all the conjecture is super fun. Next at D23, which is in 2 years, we'll probably have more information. This is the equivalent of Villains Land 2 years ago. And then it'll be many more years beyond that before we actually get any.
Yeah, you won't have ribbon cutting on this for another 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But there's going to be some big disruptions.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Then. Like, enjoy what you want from Tomorrowland because you're not going to be able to for a while, if at all. Because they're going to have to close it long before they.
They'll piecemeal close it.
I think so, but there will. Yeah, you don't know
because you can't close down all of Tomorrowland. That's way too disruptive.
Well, also that butts right up against Matterhorn. I don't think they're going to touch Matterhorn because you can't, like, it's grandfathered in the stuff on it. So, but they might have to close it while they're doing all the construction. Anyway, it's going to be incredibly disruptive. It is incredibly exciting that it's happening, though.
It's the right thing to do.
Of course it is. The other one. I think Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, Buzz Lightyear's toast.
Yeah. Astro Orbiter. I think we're going to get a version of it.
I think they're going to move Astro Orbiter back to be on so Array's platform in the park.
That was the version of it I'm thinking
of. In the land,
yeah.
Not at the front of
which
the land.
Which is almost too bad because it's such a cool...
It is. I think it's better if it's...
Like looking out over?
Yeah.
That's cool. Anyway, I'm really curious.
It's going to be something very interesting to pay attention to
the development
over the next
several
years.
I agree.
And... This was a really cool way. This is your post-credit scene, basically, to get people, true Disney fans, hyped. And it worked.
Yep, totally. Absolutely.
I think it worked. It's like pretty good D23.
I think so, too. I think it was a really good D23. Yeah, I think it was really good. The show floor looked great. I probably spent a bunch of money.
I'm glad we didn't go.
But the Haunted Mansion Loungefly, that was exclusive.
It's going to be bad enough us going in a couple weeks.
Yep. Oh, man. Are you ready? We are recording this on Friday. Are you ready for this? Like 19 days. 20 days. That's fast. Time to pack.
I am not prepared.
We do have costumes figured, but
my apologies to both Illidan and Scar. I am not prepared.
I don't understand the Illidan reference.
That's a Warcraft thing.
But Scar told you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a theme with both of them.
Oh, so that's cool.
If you were a Disney / Warcraft nerd, that reference would have landed real hard.
That is a specific group. That's quite niche.
Yeah.
But they exist.
Sure.
Yep.
There's a Venn diagram with some overlap there.
100%. Absolutely. You know what I was talking about today? The Venn diagram of Disney and musical fans and how it's almost a circle.
Oh, well.
If you're a Broadway fan, you're probably also a Disney fan. If you're a Disney fan, you're also probably a Broadway fan.
Yeah, and it's actually that...
Disney Renaissance.
They're talking about how... Well, will Hexed be a success? And it's been kind of proven that Disney animated shows that aren't musicals don't do that well.
It's not a musical.
It's not a musical, I'm pretty sure. That's what people were talking about. And it's interesting because that like goes against the grain.
Yeah.
Like completely entirely. People are generally scared of musicals.
Unless it's Disney animated.
It's Disney animated. And then they're like weirded out that it's not a musical.
Yeah. I can see that. You're like waiting on the music to come. That's like setting your expectations.
Yes. So. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm excited for Hexed. I hope it is good. I see that point though.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an EA at our school. And first of all, she's all excited because she's getting kitties for the first time today. She adopted two kitties from SPCA.
Two?
Yes.
That's bold and brave. And
well, they went in to get a kitty and then
Were they bonded pair?
They were not. They said they didn't consider them bonded, but they had grown up. Both of them were born, but from like different parents at the SPCA.
Right.
And they played together and they're real good friends.
So,
and I guess one came up right to her and one came up right to her boyfriend.
So they don't say they're a bonded, but they sound a little bit.
They
like
sound,
a bond.
Yeah.
They because like if the shelter says they're a bonded pair, then they like literally won't let you adopt one.
Yeah.
Because that's like cruel. This sounds like it's bordering on that, but that's great. Mm-hmm. Kitties are awesome.
Yeah. So she was really excited. So she was telling me about that, and then she was talking about we were talking about musicals because we're both fans of musicals, and she's trying to go convince her boyfriend to buy her tickets to Hamilton.
Hamilton's awesome. Do it.
And that she's incredibly jealous that we have our season's tickets to go to Broadway Across Canada this year.
Woot woot.
But then she was saying how all of her favorite karaoke songs are Disney songs. And she's like, that's probably weird. I was like, I don't think that's weird at all. Like, if you're a fan of Broadway, you're probably also a fan of Disney. Or you can at least appreciate it.
And that's why Disney does so well on Broadway.
Exactly. So they actually had a bunch of other things at D23 just before we wrap up here.
Well, you didn't talk about The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yes, that's right. They had quite a few performances in both the experiences and
Camp Rock 3.
Camp Rock.
They only had three Jonas Brothers. Did you know that there's
four Jonas Brothers.
They only had three.
We have a whole episode. There's a fourth Jonas Brother?
There's a fourth Jonas Brother.
I feel like I should watch Camp Rock 3.
I feel like you should, I guess. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, they had Greatest Showman. But yeah, we had some musical performances as well. I think the Experiences panel was like put together quite well. They just had some tech issues.
Yeah. I think the writing and the planning was good. And yeah. then it,
execution
it stumbled a little bit here and there. And some of the Imagineers that they brought out, you could tell that they're nerds and shouldn't really be on a big stage like that. But whatever. That's almost endearing that way to me.
Yeah. So anyway, but I wanted to say some of the other smaller panels were also very interesting. One I was particularly excited about, they had D23. They had Dreamlight Valley.
They also had D23 at D23, I imagine.
And we got the announcement that in November we are getting the next DLC. So I'll be spending my money there. We are going to be mermaids. There was already hinted we were going underwater. And not only are we going to be mermaids, we got our first look at one of the new characters coming. So it's all like underwater and swimming along and things like that. And then you like go up onto the beach and there's a bunch of treasure and there's a silhouette and... in a very particular voice, you see a shadow of a pirate and with like a little bit of scraggly hair and the pirate hat and everything. And it's not all treasure is silver and gold, mate. We have Captain Jack Sparrow coming to Dreamlight Valley. That's really exciting for Dreamlight Valley players. He is the first human character who will be there.
So
non-animated.
And it's a live action movie. It is Disney Parks live action movie, but they've had Star Wars stuff in there, so it's only a matter of time until they start having Marvel characters.
That's what all the stuff is, because they have Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
but they have BB-8 and R2-D2.
Yeah,
but they don't have any human characters. They have like outfits and things like that. And now they have outfits from like Disney Channel stuff, like Lizzie McGuire and Hilary Duff, but. Not a character. This will be your first.
That is fascinating. Is someone pretending to be Johnny Depp?
We don't know.
Or did they get Johnny Depp to voice?
They have not credited anything yet.
Because
that literally was the first question I asked.
They're swimming towards bringing Johnny Depp back as Captain Jack.
I tried to do
another movie.
I tried to look it up because I was like, if he's voicing Captain Jack,
that's huge. That would really be huge. I'm guessing it's probably a sound alike, but could be. Yeah.
They get a lot of the original people though. Mm-hmm. So as if they're getting to be on better terms with him and he's on there, then that's
it. Could have been a 2-for-1. Do this movie and while you're doing that, record some lines.
It hasn't been released because it's just like, it's supposed to be a hint. I mean, we all know that's who it is because we all know that voice and the line, but they're not going to credit that yet because it's supposed to be a secret.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's exciting. I'm very excited. And then other ones is we did have like the Legends ceremony. We should watch the Lin-Manuel Miranda. We had quite the presentation of his legends.
He's a deserved legend.
Hey, you know who else is a deserved legend?
I'm going on record right now. Jim Cummings is a Disney legend in my book. And it's a travesty.
Yeah.
An absolute travesty. Like, he should have been one of the first ones.
Oh, he should have been years ago.
When you're putting on In the Rock as a Disney legend...
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's fine. Put in whoever you want to. I said the same thing about Anne Hathaway. It's like, I get it. You did some big stuff. You're trying to appeal to a younger group. Okay, yeah, that's fine. But you also, like, you got to do the actual Disney legends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These Hall of Fame things are always subjective and, like, who's picking whatever.
Yeah.
This one's a no-brainer. Like, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't.
I'm getting real worried because he's not a young man.
He's not. He's doing fine, though.
He's doing totally fine, but, you know, this week has shown.
That's true. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. But yes, do it. Yeah, do it while he's alive, please.
Yes, no kidding. he's awesome. And I was aghast when I found out he wasn't a Disney legend. So, anyway, the Lin-Manuel Miranda one was really cool. Then they had a lot of different panels and stuff. They had a special look. I also watched the Beauty and the Beast special look. And they did have like Broadway elements and things like that. It was very cool. They had all the princesses' voices show up and perform at DCA the night before.
In front of World of Color.
In front of the world, yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool. You've seen a Disney princess sing in live in person, so you know, that's pretty cool.
I've seen more than one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one is Jodie Benson, who is the voice of Ariel in everything. Like, she voices her for everything. Mm-hmm. Toys and all. Like, she talks about that.
She owns that character. Like, you talk about Peter Cullen being Optimus Prime, it's the same type of thing. Yeah. She'll do any, like takes personal umbrage if they are doing something and they don't ask her.
Exactly. So that was actually really cool. She was speaking one of the Calgary Comic Cons we went to, and she said that she, after COVID, she could do speaking, but she wasn't able to sing anymore because you have to speak through your mask. And so then when she was able to again, so she stood up and they cleared everything and she sang Part of Your World, and I definitely cried.
It wasn't that big of a room
it was really cool. Yeah, so anyway, that was awesome. Yeah, good T23. I think
this is a long episode.
Yeah, I'm losing my voice.
You better go find it.
Every year when I start teaching, my voice gets real rough for a couple weeks while I get used to talking again. Every month, every year. But
the students aren't even back yet.
No, but I've been doing lots of meetings.
I do lots of meetings all the time. I guess my voice is just used to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, in a month, I'll be used to it and it'll be fine. Yeah. And I'll be talking a lot more.
Well, your vocal cords are a muscle, so they're just tired.
They're just tired, that's all.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, good D23. Probably good we weren't there. I would have spent more money.
Yeah.
Ooh, I will say, though. You know how we were talking about the little Ewoks last episode?
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We saw the other two. They had prototypes at D23.
Not as good.
Yeah, I was just, thank God, because I was real concerned when I saw we were going to get like a little Grogu and a little Hutlet, and the picture looked really cute. In person, doesn't quite land.
The fuzziness of the Ewok works a lot better.
Yeah.
The plastic Grogu and Hutlet.
It doesn't quite
they,
work.
They have, like, dead eyes.
Yeah.
At least in the videos. Maybe in person they look better. I don't know. But, like...
The fuzziness sells.
General consensus is that the other two aren't great, and they figured that's why they came out with the Ewok first, because the Ewok is flipping adorable.
Yeah, the Ewok is so adorable. I was saying, we have a little, like, not animatronic or anything like that, Grogu, who is way cuter.
Way cuter, yeah.
So, I don't know. I think I'm going to get the Ewok and be good.
Our Grogu doll doesn't have legs, mm-hmm. but is like a very realistic head and ears and arms.
It is adorable.
And the glass eyes have like life in them, whereas the LCD eyes of this super expensive animatronic one look dead to me,
In the videos. We haven't seen them in person or anything, but I'm optimistic. It made me even more excited about the Ewok, basically, because I was like, oh, good. It's the good
Ewok. The Ewok is adorable.
I was kind of worried that, like, one of the other ones would come out, and it would have been, like, even cuter than the Ewok.
And then you've been like, you wouldn't want to get, like, because only the Ewok's going to be out when we're there. Yes. So that's you get that or
nothing. So now I'm like, well, it's just clearly meant to be. clearly meant to be.
Yub-nub.
A yub-nub. I think that's good for today. I think it's good for this week.
Gosh, I hope so.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please recommend DisneyA as well. Brandon, I'm going to intro my outro here for a minute. I was on a podcast a little bit ago.
You were, yes. That is cool.
There's a new episode coming out before our next recording.
Okay.
So I just wanted to shout out Mountain Peak Clean. This is a residential cleaner from around here. Yep. She did our house that we're selling.
Mm-hmm.
But she does it as audio and video. And she asked me to be on it. We talked my writing. We talked teaching. But one of the things that's really cool that she does is she reads stories from Reddit. And then we chat about them.
Cleaner stories. Yeah. Which is, it's a super fun thing.
I thought actually. So too. Yeah. So I was like, I just wanted to show, it comes out the first Wednesday of every month.
Well, and what's the podcast called?
Mountain Peak Clean.
Mountain Peak Clean.
Yeah, and it's on all podcast streaming platforms. I just checked, and you know, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple, it's on all the things. So this episode comes out Monday on Wednesday.
Perfect timing.
Yep, September 2nd.
Special appearance by one of your hosts. You're Krista.
And you're Brandon.
But I'm not, Krista. I know. Yeah.
We talk about kitties.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about
people
being gross and messy.
Ain't no one want me on a cleaning podcast, I'll tell you that right now.
Could be like a what not to do.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not Disney, but we did talk about like this podcast and everything as well. So shout out to Mountain Peak Clean Podcast.
Cross promotion.
Absolutely.
If anyone wants me on a filthy slob podcast, I will volunteer.
Filthy slob.
I guess not, but closer to that than cleaning podcast, that's for sure.
Next episode, Brandon, is next week.
Yeah, because we're not here on summer vacation anymore.
Holy. We have some ideas. I'm not sure what we're going to do next week, but one thing we will be talking about will be our plans for Disney. And then whatever else, other topic.
Probably going to go on some rides.
Yep.
How
about Oogie Boogie?
Eat a churro.
I'm probably going to eat more than one churro.
Buy some merch. You know, the usual.
Yeah, the usual. The huge. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AM.